Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today, September 27th, we celebrate the feast of St. Vincent de Paul. And his life is a striking example of trust in divine providence. He lived from 1576 to 1660. He was ordained in 1600. But didn't finish his studies until late in 1604, and when he graduated, he was saddled with a large student loan. Nothing changes. In 1605, good news came that a family friend had died and left him some money to pay his debt. But to retrieve it, he had to travel by ship to and from Marseille through the Mediterranean. And as he was returning with the money in hand, their ship was overtaken by Muslim pirates, and Vincent was captured and taken to Tunis as a slave. I wonder, Teresa, if that was enough reason to defer his loan. At Tunis, he was auctioned off. His first owner was a fisherman, but Vincent was always seasick, so he was sold. His next master, an alchemist and inventor, who soon died, and Vincent was sold again. This owner happened to be a former Franciscan priest from Nice, France, who himself had been captured and made a slave. But he converted to Islam to gain his freedom and moved to the mountains and was living with his three wives. The second wife, a Muslim by birth, was captivated by the peace she experienced around Vincent, so she visited him often as he worked in the fields, especially when she heard him singing the Salve Regina. She asked him many questions about his faith, and through good conversation, she became convinced Jesus was God and Catholicism was the true religion. She admonished her husband for renouncing Christianity, and he became remorseful and decided to go back to France and take Vincent with him. But it was not easy to leave Islam without being killed, so they waited 10 months, then secretly boarded a small boat, crossed the Mediterranean, landing in France in June of 1607, after more than 2 years of slavery for Vincent de Paul. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Upon returning to France, Vincent became a parish priest, and then preaching a mission to the rural peasants, who in those days were basically slaves to the landowners, he was reminded of his own harsh captivity and was inspired to turn all his efforts to the care of the poor. So he began to ask the wealthy of Paris to donate money. Then, with these funds, he ran many missionary projects, founded hospitals, took care of victims of war, and ransomed more than 1,200 galley slaves from North Africa. And the efforts of Vincent de Paul have ultimately developed into 268 charitable organizations in 132 countries, serving hundreds of millions of people each year. But let me ask you this. Without his own experience of slavery, do you think he would have taken the path he did in his ministry? In what appears to have been the worst possible circumstances, God, the Almighty Father, was working behind the scene to guide the drama of Vincent's life. And he will do the same for us, if we trust him. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Often today, when I'm speaking to young adults, I find their worldview quite a bit off. I ask them, what governs the world? And they say, nothing. The world came from nothing, and the world will end in nothing. So nothing governs the world except random chaos. What a sad way to look at life. This false idea, which could be called nihilism, has a long history. Now, Nietzsche is perhaps the most famous proponent of the belief that life has no inherent meaning or value, and nihilists like him have misinterpreted developments in physics and cosmology, such as the Big Bang theory and quantum mechanics, and they present a picture of the universe where random processes are behind everything. But this makes no sense, because something cannot come from nothing, and the order and beauty of the universe can't arise from chaos. Therefore, the universe must have been created and directed by an intelligent being, God. And since being is good, and God is the source of all being, then God must be all good. That's the only reasonable way to look at the world, and isn't that a much better way? The correct worldview is this. A good God created a good world, and he made you very good, and he is guiding everything toward the greatest conclusion. That's the way Vincent de Paul saw life. That's what enabled him to endure the situation of slavery and for that situation to be turned to good. Vincent de Paul knew that divine providence governed the world, and that gave him hope and allowed him to do immense good. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Vincent de Paul was deeply convinced that divine providence ruled the world. And providence means that God is so all-powerful and good that he can work all things to our greatest benefit, even our sinful and stupid decisions, if we turn back to Him. However, even though providence will guide the whole world to good, we can ruin providence in our own lives if we don't trust Him and take matters into our own hands and then do sinful things and never turn back. Think about it. If Vincent de Paul hadn't trusted in God's providence, he might have responded to his enslavement like that former priest, by renouncing his faith, becoming Muslim to gain his freedom, and taking three wives and living the easy life. However, that doesn't seem like the easy life to me. But Vincent responded with faith, and trust, with hope and love in God, and that carried him through the suffering and inspired him to go on to do great things for God and for others. So, how will we respond to the suffering and trials of our life? Or maybe another question, how will we respond when we don't get what we want? Will we take matters into our own hands and do things against the teaching of Christ and the church to get them? Or will we trust in God? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
When the storms of life rage, how will we respond? Our anchor is to know that nothing can happen to us unless God wills it or allows it. And if God allows something painful or difficult, then it can only be because He's doing it for some greater good. And we must keep the ultimate purpose of life in mind. God created you for transforming union with Him, so that you would be like God and live like God forever. But this transforming union can only come about Once we are stripped of all the earthly things we cling to for our identity, happiness, and safety. So, if you're going through a storm, even a big storm, remember this. God is allowing it to purify and strengthen you to be transformed to share his life. On top of that, if you let him, then he will be able to use you once you've been transformed for even greater good in this life and for the good of many people. So no matter what, trust God. Trust in his providence. Because as Catherine of Siena said, everything comes from love. All is ordained to the salvation of man. God does nothing without this goal in mind. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, wasn't that a crazy story of him being captured and made a slave?
Maybe I've heard it before and I've just forgotten, but I can't believe I've forgotten. That's just insane.
It was actually very common for almost 1,000 years in the Mediterranean. Many people don't realize that the U.S. carried out what we call the Barbary Wars in the early 1800s. Because so many U.S. citizens were being captured by Muslim pirates in the Mediterranean and made slaves.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we couldn't
fathom that right now.
No. I mean,
it still happens, just not
tragically.
It's not in our worldview.
Yeah, tragically, human trafficking And slavery is as prevalent as it ever was in human
Yeah.
history. We just don't see it.
That's a good distinction there.
Yeah. But for him to have that experience and stay so trusting in God through the whole thing.
And I think of that in contrast with, I was really just struck by the lack of integrity from that Franciscan.
Well, I mean, imagine you're a slave and that's terrible suffering. It's not a far stretch to imagine being in that suffering, thinking this is never going to end, and then they hand you the get out of jail free card.
I think it just surprises me that he took the get out of jail free card and then ended up with three wives.
True.
That point is committing to it. You've chosen it now. We always think of the hypothetical situation, someone's got a gun to your head and says, do you believe in Christianity? Do you believe in Jesus Christ? Do you believe in God the Father? And then maybe you lie for that moment, but you go about your life believing in Jesus Christ. That is a very different approach to it, just being
Well,
all in.
I don't, he probably wasn't all in on Islam, but maybe he found life easier having three. I don't know. The whole point is we are tempted to do things that are really wrong to get what we
I
want.
think that was my thought. It wasn't just that. I don't think a lot of people are in his situ that Franciscan's situation, but I think we find other ways to give up our faith to make life so much easier. I think one of them just being when it comes to how most people feel about Christianity right now, we just want to save our own reputation, so we just don't associate.
Yeah, or we don't speak up. Yeah. I think to me it caused me to reflect on two things. One, when I'm in the midst of suffering or difficulties, trials, really, really hard things, it's so easy for me to become angry at God, wonder, where is he? Why is he punishing me? My default is not trust in providence, and I need to work on that. Because it's a virtue, and you only grow in a virtue by practicing it, and you practice it specifically when you don't feel like it. But the other point that really struck me from Vincent's life is how tempting it is to take matters in our own hands and do something that's wrong and justify it. Because we really want the thing we want. I mean, that's the issue. We want something. There's some teaching of Christ in the church that says, well, you can't do that. And then we justify and do it. It's also a lack of trust.
And the lack of integrity. We're just pretending it's not.
So I was convicted in two ways
Yeah.
by Vincent de Paul.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of the saints. They convict us and they encourage us. Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.